My glamour core tweets spread about Vikings. They're watching Vikings TV. We're streaming live from the Patriot Center in Fairfax, Virginia. Jimmy Lang, Tony Jeter at stake the NABA middleweight title. It's been a one-sided fight in favor of Jeter, who bangs Jimmy to the body, and he just landed some blistering, strafing straight rights and left. And Jimmy landed some very good inside shots, but they don't back Jeter off of him. Jeter is right on top of him, banging away at his body. And Jimmy is beginning to take steps back and land some of his shots, but Tony, they're not strong enough to keep Tony off of him. And Tony keeps on coming, leading with his jab, and switching and landing some uppercuts. So, you know, toe-to-toe action against the ropes. And Jeter seems to have a lot of fans, and he's just many of his shots targeting Jimmy's eye, his left eye is bloodied, and one of his shots sends Jimmy into the ropes. Well, as he comes in, he eats a couple of hooks. Down to the last 10 seconds. And Tony Jeter just landed some flush lefts and rights and uppercuts to close out round number 9. We're heading into round number 10, the championship rounds. What's your opinion about the fight so far?
Well, so far, I think Tony Jeter has definitely got this fight in hand. He's the more of an aggressive, and he's throwing some hard body shots. And I think he's not wasting his blows. You know, he's focused. He's focused on the body. It's hit him. And Jimmy Lang just hasn't had an answer for him. You know, well, as soon as he gets up on a rope, Tony is taking it to him. So I think Tony, unless there's a knockdown by Jimmy, Tony has this fight.
Yes. Well, the viewpoints from ringside are unanimous. It's a landslide for Tony. He's really backed. Jimmy does not have an answer to Jeter. And when the 12th and final round of the NABA middleweight championship, and Tony Jeter has just been landing lots of hooks, lots of body shots, has been backing Jimmy into the corner. Jimmy counters, but they're not strong enough to keep Jeter off of him. Jeter has kept it a very close fight as he narrows down the pocket that Jimmy can operate out of. Like right now, he has Jimmy against the ropes once again.
Keep your hands up.
Somebody said keep your hands up. And Jimmy jabs, chases Jeter with jabs. Doesn't quite get to him. But a headbutt, and you know, it's one of the things you face as a fighter when you come in. And I think he wrestles Jimmy to the floor. Jimmy took a knee but got up. And, Jeter just put together like a triple onslaught of headshots. And he's also leading with his head when they come in close. And Jimmy tries hooking to the body, but he can't keep Jeter off of him. None of his shots have really convinced Jeter to back off. And he just bullies and crowds Jimmy into the ropes. We're down to the last minute. And Jeter just keeps the action close against Jimmy. Jimmy doesn't have the space to. And he landed a withering uppercut against Jimmy. Jimmy has a stone cast chin. If not, that should have knocked out a regular middleweight. But Jimmy has no answer to Jeter. We're down to the last 15 seconds or 10 seconds. And they go for broke, and Jeter just crowds Jimmy, and they're swinging for the fences. We just closed out the 10th and final round of a very competitive fight between Jimmy Lang and Tony Jeter for the
Jeter won.
That's what the fans said, and that's what we at Ringside think. Let me get more opinions from you. The mission of Fight Kings TV is to deliver a ringside experience that you won't get on Showtime or HBO on regular TV. In the ring, William Joppy, a three-time middleweight champion. He worked the corner of Jimmy Lang. So we have a couple of boxing luminaries in the arena, and we await the decision. Ron, what did you think about the fight so far? I mean, what did you think about the entire fight?
Well, I thought Tony Jeter had the strongest 10 rounds. I had him winning 98-92. 8 rounds to 2. Could have probably given Jimmy one or two more rounds, but yeah, not enough to win, I don't think.
Why did you think Jimmy couldn't put together a good assault against Jeter?
I think Jeter is stronger. I think he showed that in the first fight. I mean, just physically stronger. You could tell his punches were kind of shaking up Jimmy a little bit. And Jimmy's punches really didn't stop Tony from coming forward.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard to tell what judges see, but that's the way I saw it.
Okay. Well, that's Ron Harris from the Washington Examiner. You should check out his column on the Washington Examiner website. This is Michael Amacore. You're watching Fight Kings or listening to Fight Kings TV. We await the decision. Jimmy Lang versus Tony Jeter, the rematch for the WIBA middleweight title. And we're going to pause so you can listen to the decision.
The winner will be declared. The title is vacant, so the winner is the new champion, and the score is as follows. Judge Joe Cooper scored it 95-95. Overruled by Judges Costello, who scored it 97-93, and Judge Diatio scored it 99-91. He is now the new NABA middleweight champion. That's here for Jimmy Lang as well.
Well, as expected, Tony Jeter nailed, got the decision from the judges. One of them had it even. That's a controversial scoring that's commonplace in boxing, but it depends on the styles and what the judges like to see, but ultimately the winner, the right winner got picked, and that was Tony Jeter. He is now the NABA middleweight champion, and he took the title away from, or the titles were up for grabs, and he beat Jimmy Lang at the Patriot Center at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. It's November the 15th, 2014, and we're just glad to be here to see the era of Tony Jeter. You're watching Fight Kings TV. I hope you enjoyed our broadcast. We're not sure when we'll be back live again, but we'll always try to deliver the best of the boxing experience that you're ever gonna get. So stay tuned and good night.
Everybody, I like to thank Jimmy.